Well, I've not been to Turkey, but I've had many friends tell me how amazing it is. And congratulations on the new resort located in Bodrum. I understand it's pretty spectacular. Can you describe it?
We offer different kind of luxury. We don't put luxury down in the material, but we have luxury in the service. We have our private beach, which not most of the hotel, they don't have it. We have 650 meter long shoreline. And then the places on the hill, so all the rooms are, they have an undisturbed sea view. And the temperature is usually 5 degrees lower than city of Bodrum. So it makes also comfortable. We have always nice breeze. And then our motto is lighter, brighter. We don't scuzzy here with the heaviness of this the old style luxury.
It sounds spectacular. Luxury hotels are always pushing the boundaries. They like to make things more glamorous, more multi-sensory for guests. From what I can tell, that's also very true for Lux Bodrum. It's not just in some of the things that you've said, but it's also in the activities and in the design of the building. In fact, I think you've won awards for the design of the building. Is that right?
Yes, the design won an award in a prestigious competition in Europe. Out of 7,500 projects, we won second place. It was a big impact. And after we won that prize, and all the other companies, they wanted to come and see our hotel, and then it takes attention among the media and then people. Our structure is very modern looking, but it's not heavy. It's not so glamorous. You don't feel this like you're under pressure of this all heaviness of gold and diamonds and everything. We don't have that. Very nice, very easy, layback, but you can feel the quality immediately, and then service. That makes the difference here.
And then you throw into that the private beach, the private yacht. You've got all rooms with 180-degree ocean views. It sounds more like the Maldives. Are there other resorts like yours in Turkey, or is there nothing like that by a long mile?
There are some resorts that are copying us at the moment. Currently, they are under construction. They're building it now. But ours is unique. The location, the way they settle the hotel, the old buildings, and then there are old rooms. They have old rooms. They have a sea view. Plus, we have residences here. People can buy a residence here. And all the rooms, I mean, all the rooms in the residences, they have an uninterrupted sea view. This is one of a kind in your whole bedroom. I mean, even you're taking shower, you again sea view. You cook in the kitchen, you have sea view. You sit in your room, you have sea view. You wake up in the morning, you see a beautiful sea. Not only sea, and then there's all the mountains, small bays around. It's beautiful. You should actually see it.
Well, you'll never get tired of what you wake up to every day.
Yeah, never. You know, also the oxygen level is very high in our area, because there is no traffic and there's no other hotels around here. So weather is much cleaner, skies are clear, sea is very clean. You look at the sea, you see different colors of shade of blue. It's almost like Maldives. Only difference in the bottom of the sea is clean sand and you can swim. There are no sharks, no whales. Very safe, lovely place.
How many permanent residents do you have already?
We have 72 residents to be sold, and currently 40 of them is sold already. We have people from England, Netherlands, Germany, France, some from Russia, and some people from Middle East, very few. This is a nice combination here. And we are very selective when we sell our residents. We want to have good people, family people, so we want to create an environment there, long-lasting environment.
It's interesting that you've got so many people who've chosen to stay there permanently. It's quite idyllic by day, but I understand it becomes quite a party at night.
Yeah, we have a beach rush. It's the largest beach club in the whole Bodrum area. Two layers. There's a beach on the lower level, and then the restaurant and bar, and on top we have DJ parties over there. We have live music. We have a beautiful kitchen. We have an amazing chef. He's very famous in Turkey, and he's well known in Europe. And then the food is amazing, service is amazing, parties going on, everybody happy.
And you also have a curated calendar of activities like I've not seen anywhere else. You've got stained glass workshops, you've got coffee making workshops, you've got Pilates classes. I do not know of any other place, any other hotels that actually do this. Maybe you know of you.
Yeah, you don't get bored when you come here. You always find something to keep you busy. You enjoy the sea, sun and the beach. And also you find something else to cater your other taste. So you can do music with our DJ. You can do some artwork with the Turkish local artists. You can go do carpet woving. You can cook with our master chef. Actually, we have a master chef area. We have a beautiful garden over there, herb garden. Beautiful herb garden and vegetable garden. You go there, you handpick all your herbs. and then tomatoes, cucumber, eggplant, whatever, and you cook with our chef in, at the beautiful sea view, and you enjoy your lunch over there, and you get a certificate as a master chef.
It's just like what we see on TV.
Yeah, you saw me. Yes, exactly the same. It's not a competition. It's just having a good time because you don't compete over there. You come along, you cook with your friends, and actually you only compete with yourself, with your among your friends. But it's a lovely time. You spend maybe 4 or 5 hours over there from picking up fruits, vegetables, until cooking and eating. And so we don't need to wash the dishes. We do that part. We just cook and enjoy your food.
You have evidently put a lot of thought into this resort and what makes it so special. But it is interesting times in Turkey and not the best for tourism, unfortunately. I guess some people do wonder why build an ultra-glamorous resort in Turkey now?
Because Turkey is very good in the tourism industry. We have a long past of tourism. And then the Bodrum area is the like a French Riviera in Turkey. All luxury brands and the good brands, they come and find a place in Bodrum area. And then sea is nice. And for all Europeans, within easy reach place, let's say England, you take a plane, direct the flight to Bodrum. Within 3 hours, you're at the hotel from airport England to here. And from other parts of Europe is even closer.
I do understand there's been a slight improvement this year. Tourism numbers have improved a little bit. But, you know, as we speak, you know, just a couple of days ago, there was a deadly attack in a nightclub. So people are still, you know, they're still thinking maybe not yet. We won't go to Turkey just yet until a few of those things are resolved. And we don't know when that would be. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to these concerns?
I see. And we had some unfortunate incidents happening a couple of years ago in Istanbul and Ankara in the major cities. But we are very far away from those cities. And then this area, like Bodrum area, and then Antalya is another Riviera, Turkey Riviera. There were no big events, no accidents over there because the government pays special attention to these areas. And we have almost no disturbance happen in the history of Bodrum. And then this incident happened in a nightclub in Bodrum. It was totally act of a single person, his own personal problems with some worker over there. And it was totally something ordinary. It was not a terrorist attack. It was not a terrorist event. And other than there were no incidents happening in Bodrum, it's very safe, very sound. The crime rate is almost none to exist in Bodrum. I mean, if you go any other major cities, you see bigger crime, bigger terrorist attacks. But in these areas, in Bodrum, Antalya, there's none. The tourists, they have been in Turkey in the past, they keep coming because they know. Because the things looks different from where you look and actually here. So they know the country. They keep coming. They trust the country. They trust the people. But first-time comers, of course, they have some worries. I understand that. But I myself live here with my two boys and wife in Bodrum. This is the best place.
And you yourself, you're from Turkey?
Yes, I'm from Turkey.
It must mean something special to you to be running such a gorgeous resort in your own homeland. I mean, you've even got pop-up films in an ocean-facing amphitheater. You've got, you know, ice cream specialists to satisfy your sweet tooth. And you've even got treasure hunts where you can win yourself a dinner or a spa.
Yes. No, we have this, like you said, treasure hunt. We have this message in a bottle. No, we hide the bottles around the island and you go look for them and then you find the bottle. And you won a prize. We have three of wishes. You write down your wish. We don't guarantee that your wish may come true. But you'll be the lucky winner, maybe, to win a free vacation in the Bodrum or maybe around another lux in the whole world. And we have Skrikov wines. We do our own wine produced in Turkey with the local wineries. You cannot find those wines in the heart of markets, especially bottled for us. And those wines are amazing. You should come and try those wines. And we roast our own coffee, and we brew our own coffee. Cafe Latte, Cafe Lux. We help you celebrate life every day.
Well, you make it very hard to say no, Hakan. It sounds like a glorious resort, and congratulations once again. I hope I get to visit one day.
Yeah, we hope to see you here one day, and thank you for having me.